Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Fighting the high-tech fight.
Motherboard, don't hit that.
The phones are open. Call Dave now at 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
And we're back. Thanks for joining us. You can call us here live at 866-821-8255. That's a toll-free call nationwide.
Man, you've been taking a lot of breaks out of
Before
the studio. You okay?
I'm doing good, man.
Because this is like the third time you've left the studio during the middle of the show.
Well, the I thought about bringing you some, but there's some homemade...
Is that what I'm smelling?
...cake being made. And when you're a high-level cake maker...
She's making it here in the bunker?
You actually carve it off, and... No, it's in the adjacent
the stove's
kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's using the...
the survival...
The galley.
Yeah,
yes.
The survival galley.
Okay.
But, What you have to do, if you know what you're doing when you're making a cake, you don't just make the cake and then put frosting on it. You actually trim it. And that leaves some of those shavings for vultures like me.
And you didn't bring them back in on the
I was
going to
bring
me?
Some, but you're distracted enough this morning. I didn't
Fine.
Need to have you. You're already doing the mush mouth thing. I don't need you. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. You know what? Let's take this opportunity before we run out of time on the show to get the latest from the evil empire.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
I really enjoy that dong. I mean, it's a very, you know, it's kind of funny how it's kind of, it's pretty negative, but it's very nostalgic sort of.
Oh, no, here it is. That's the one. It's the ring. That's not the highest. This is the one. That's... Sorry, we were just talking off the mic.
It's not that. What's that
no,
called?
No, it's not. It's not the.
It's not the iBell?
iBell. No, it's the ring. R-I-N-G. And it looks, notice how the. That looks a lot like an existing logo.
Yes.
Very similar to like Bing or...
Yes.
They did it on purpose.
It's
but
called the Ring. Now, is the website ring.com or is it something
yes,
else?
Yes, it's ring.com.
I'll be darned.
And it's that remote. It's basically a doorbell, guys, for we were talking about
with
this
the,
during
the
break.
With the camera and the...
Yeah, with the camera. And you push it and it makes a... It rings audibly, but it also goes to your smartphone and rings, and then you can pick it up and look at the video and see who's at your front
who's
door.
At the front door.
Have two-way communication, audioly. Is that
yeah, that's a word.
And then you can see them. They can't see you, but you can see
visually.
Them.
Visually?
Yes,
and
visually.
You can talk to them audioly and
audioly.
See them visually.
Audibly. Yes. It's really cool, though. The reason why I bring this up is that we were talking during the break when Dr. Dave was talking about the
home automation.
The home automation stuff.
Yeah.
And I just saw this last night for the first time on TV. This Bing looking ring. It's called Ring.
Yes.
Commercial. And I thought, ooh, it looks interesting and promising.
We'll have to look into that.
We'll have to look into it.
Yep. We'll do so. Ring.com. 866-821-8255. We're in the midst, before we got off on a wacko tangent, the Microsoft update. 40 years. Anniversary celebrated by Microsoft this last week. They got a great, in this story at CNET, they have got a great picture of the company in 1978. 12 people make up Microsoft. None of them. I mean, none of them look like they got anything going for them. Look at the picture. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hilarious. And you can look, you see Bill down in the lower left?
He looks like
he's sick. Yeah.
He looks very sickly.
He looks like he's sick.
Looks like he could be like the lost son of Beatles drummer.
Yeah, Ringo.
Ringo Starr.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just.
That needs a heart transplant.
A hilarious, kind of a thing. Or a liver transplant. Yeah, yeah.
He looks really bad.
Two college dropouts, Bill Gates and Paul Allen, founded Microsoft just a hair over 40 years ago. They now have about 125,000 employees. They have an 8 million square foot campus outside of Seattle. And their main products, their OSs and Microsoft Office, run on nearly 90% of the world's computers. Third most valuable company in the world. Behind only ExxonMobil and Apple. Man, 25 years Bill Gates was the CEO. He stepped down in 2000. Gosh, it's hard to believe it was that long ago. 15 years ago. Obviously, an incredible success story. And Bill sent out an email to Microsoft employees. It was quite interesting, and it's about a page. Do you think that's too long to read?
No. Nah, go for it.
This is the email sent out by Bill Gates to Microsoft employees, originally tweeted by Amit Roy Choudhury.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Here it goes. Tomorrow is a special day, Microsoft's 40th anniversary. Early on, Paul Allen and I set the goal of a computer on every desk and in every home. It was a bold idea, and a lot of people thought we were out of our minds to imagine it was possible. It is amazing to think about how far computing has come since then, and we can all be proud of the role Microsoft played in that revolution. Today, though, I'm thinking much more about Microsoft's future than its past. I believe computing will evolve faster in the next 10 years than it ever has before. We already live in a multi-platform world, and computing will become even more pervasive. We're nearing the point where computers and robots will be able to see, move, and interact naturally, unlocking many new applications and empowering people even more. Under Satya's leadership, that's the current CEO of Microsoft, Microsoft is better positioned than ever to lead these advances. We have the resources to drive and solve tough problems. We are engaged in every facet of modern computing and have the deepest commitment to research in the industry. In my role as technical advisor to Satya, I get to join product reviews and I'm impressed by the vision and talent I see. The result is evident in products like Cortana, Skype Translator, and HoloLens. And those are just a few of the many innovations that are on the way. In the coming years, Microsoft has the opportunity to reach even more people and organizations around the world. Technology is out of reach for many people because it is complex or expensive, or they simply do not have access. So I hope you will think about what you can do to make the power of technology accessible to everyone, to connect people to each other, and make personal computing available everywhere, even as the very notion of what a PC delivers makes its way into all devices. We've accomplished a lot together during our first 40 years and empowered countless businesses and people to realize their full potential. But what matters most now is what we do next. Thank you for helping make Microsoft a fantastic company now and for decades to come. Bill Gates. A good email, I think. A good letter. And I think an accurate letter. I think the challenge for all technical companies is going to be... it's reminiscent to me of the nuclear age, the dawning of the nuclear age, where it was very, very clear there was almost limitless potential. Mm-hmm. But how would we utilize it? Safely, morally, to the benefit of the most people. And I don't think we've done a good job with that. I think we've done a good job of avoiding a lot of the potential negatives, but we've done that by, well, kind of diving off the nuclear platform out of fear. And a lot of times fear not based in science. I mean, do you guys realize when you talk about nuclear and all the potential negatives that that invokes, all the thoughts and imaginings, mm-hmm. do you people realize that the home of Mazda Motor Company mm-hmm. is Hiroshima, Japan, right. where one of the bombs was dropped? Should, according to thoughts in 1950, still be uninhabitable? Mm-hmm. Those of you driving Mazdas, does it glow in the dark when you turn your garage light off?
Only if you opt for that feature.
Yeah.
Right.
The LED add-in. But I think the one of the challenges for Microsoft in the coming years is going to be utilizing technology in a responsible way. Doing it responsibly but not avoiding the difficulties by simply diving off. Now, of course, Microsoft has a lot at stake, as does Google, Apple, etc. They can't afford to dive off the technology wave. You know, they have to keep it going, or their very survival depends upon it. But they have to do it in a really responsible way. And as the technology enables it to become ever more pervasive and potentially controlling, all of that really needs to be dealt with in a responsible fashion. We'll see if they do it. They, I don't think, have done a great job so far in the last few years. But maybe they're waking up. We'll hope so. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Back with more after this.
Dave Mason, your favorite Bill Gates apologist, back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.